Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Daily Detachment, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for navigating this crazy world. I'm Avery Hart, and let's be real, staying focused in today's world feels like trying to herd cats. They just want to go in a million different directions, right? Our phones are buzzing, emails are piling up, social media is screaming for our attention. It's enough to make your head spin. But guess what? You don't have to become a hermit living off the grid to conquer distraction. Today, we're diving deep into practical stoic techniques to sharpen your focus and reclaim control over your day. Think of it as upgrading your brain software. You got this. So, first things first, why is this so crucial? Because when you're focused, you're not just getting more done, you're experiencing life more fully. You're present in conversations, you absorb information better, and you actually enjoy those deep dives into projects that truly excite you. Okay, here are 5 key takeaways from the Stoic Playbook to help you stay laser focused. 1. The power of dichotomy of control. This one's a game changer. It's about recognizing what you can actually control, your thoughts, your actions, your reactions, and letting go of what you can't. So, if your Wi-Fi is acting up, don't let that derail your entire day. Focus on what you can control, tackling the tasks that are within your power zone. 2. Mindfulness as your best friend. Stoics were all about living in the present moment. Ever heard of mindfulness meditation? It's like training your brain to be a superhero at focusing. Just take a few minutes each day to pay attention to your breath, your surroundings, and let those distracting thoughts drift by like clouds. 3. Premeditatio. Plan your attack. Think of this as prepping for battle against distraction. Before you dive into a task, mentally rehearse how you'll approach it. Visualize yourself staying focused, resisting the urge to check your phone every 5 seconds. This mental rehearsal can seriously boost your concentration. 4. Embrace negative visualization. Wait, negative visualization? Doesn't sound very positive, but hear me out. It's about imagining potential obstacles before they arise. Maybe you're working on a big project and worry about losing motivation. By acknowledging this possibility beforehand, you can mentally prepare yourself and come up with strategies to overcome it. 5. The inner citadel, your sanctuary of focus. Picture your mind as a fortress. You're the guardian, and distractions are trying to break in. But by consciously choosing what thoughts and information enter your citadel, you can maintain a strong sense of focus. Ever feel like you're constantly juggling a million things, with your attention scattered everywhere? Imagine this. You're working on a really important project, but your phone keeps buzzing, notifications are popping up left and right, and your mind is wandering off to that hilarious cat video you saw earlier. Sound familiar? It happens to the best of us. That's when we need to channel our inner stoic warrior and bring back the focus. Picture yourself at your desk, a determined look in your eye. You've silenced your phone, closed all those tempting tabs, and put on some calming music, or maybe just silence. You're now fully present in the task at hand, your mind clear and focused like a laser beam. That feeling of accomplishment when you knock out that project? Priceless. So remember, friends, staying focused isn't about becoming a robot devoid of human emotion. It's about consciously directing your attention, cultivating presence, and prioritizing what truly matters. You've got the power to reclaim control over your day and experience life with greater clarity and purpose. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a boost in their focus game. And if you have any questions or insights to share, hit us up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay detached, stay focused, and conquer your day.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.